The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From the Knapsack Files studios in Burbank, California, this is the Knapsack Files, a special edition of Life Ranked. It's back. We had Thad Williams in studio a couple weeks ago talking about the best bands of the 90s, our favorite bands that rocked our favorite decade, because I'm old. But now I have a very special edition of Life Rank coming to you here shortly. But I first want to remind you that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/thenapsackfiles. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. You know the drill. Go there. Help the show. All right. Without further ado, my studio is full of red. Because we have the Hancock girls, like they're the Wavery girls from the Coen Brothers movie singing, like the Waverly girls singing Christian hymns in 1930s South. That's what you guys remind me of here. Oh, the Hancock girls are here. No, I have with me actor, fashionista, interior designer, artist, mother of chihuahuas, Heather Grace Hancock. Grace Hancock to you and me.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you're back so soon. You were just on the afternoons with me and Josh.
I mean, you can't get enough of me.
People were really excited about that episode. They really loved how you took it to us about Portos.
Good, I'm glad.
And joining us today as well.
Yay!
A special occasion. We have singer-songwriter Don Hancock here as well.
Hello.
All right.
Hello, hey.
Let's get this out of the way first. You're not twins, though you might as well be,
correct?
Right?
Correct. Yeah. Everybody right. Just assumes that we're twins.
Yeah. You just assume.
It's probably the question we get more than any other question.
Yeah.
Oh, are you twins?
And then is that our natural hair color?
Yeah.
And then
they think you
it.
Can touch. Yeah.
They think they can touch the redhead.
Hair. Oh, yeah. People, perfect strangers.
Oh,
yeah.
All the time. Every day. Yeah. Oh, my God. And they're touching it. I'm like, oh, you're touching me. We're doing this.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home and wash my hair.
Yeah.
Be back later.
The red hair is quite a, you are a special breed to a lot of people,
certainly.
Right?
We're a modern phenomenon.
Yeah.
And we're going extinct. So
yeah, it's right here.
We're literally unicorns.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So today's topic, I kind of asked you guys to pick a topic, or at least how we are going to specifically discuss the topic, because we do want to discuss sisters. And you guys have come up with the 5 reasons sisters are the coolest. And that's your wording. The coolest, not the best, the coolest. But I'm excited about this because this is perspective. Obviously, I'm not going to bring it to the show. I do have a sister, but it's a different thing. It's a different bond between sisters, and it's a powerful bond. And I've seen you two in action, and it's kind of weird.
That's fair.
We're kind of one of a kind, though, I think, yeah. Even amongst
I know.
Sisters.
Well, that's why we wanted to go with coolest over mm-hmm. best, because best is so overused. Like,
sure.
Best things about chihuahuas. Everything, first
everything.
Of all. But coolest, it elevates it. This is a little next level.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we could have used, like, phenomenal or mm-hmm. incredible or amazing.
Right.
At all.
But it might just sound a little self-serving, so we went with best.
Yeah. Coolest? The coolest?
Coolest, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are going to have your list five, the one we'll work on here in a second. But let's talk about you guys there. How long have you been sisters?
Well, I guess. No, I don't want to say my age, though.
Yeah, we can't. Well,
since I was born.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Since you were born. We've
yeah.
been sisters.
Yeah.
And actually, the day we met, she punched me in the face.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did. No, it wasn't the day that we met. It was after I realized how much of
my
the attention you were taking away
me
from
more.
Me.
Right.
So, like,
well,
at
no,
age
just
12?
How much more you demanded, I guess, of my parents. So it was pretty much maybe like the second day when she had, like, dominated everything. And I went up to her and I was just perturbed by that. I mean, I had been an only child for 3 years.
Right.
So, and for the record, I am 3 years older than her, despite looking about a decade younger.
Yeah, not because you look 70 old, but and look like she's still 12.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I look like I'm 90. We can say it.
Right.
So I get it. Like, I remember the moment I met my sister. I gave her a little sweet kiss on the cheek. There's actually a picture of it.
Well, you're a better person.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
But I understand the jealousy thing. I once squished like a 2-year-old's fingers in a drawer at my mom's babysitting because I was The kid kept trying to get at my toys. So I was like,
that's a very specific way of attacking someone.
Oh, you want my toys? No more fingers, bitch.
Yeah, no, I said, here, come play with these toys. Come here. And the kid put his hands, and I squished the hands. I was like five.
That's like, you know,
I'm kind of jealous.
Assault. Yeah.
I really, I feel like I wish I would have done that instead of punching you.
So
I
did
think
you?
That would have been a better blatant. Story. Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, redheads from day one are not subtle.
Right.
No, yeah.
Right. So what did you do? Set the tail hairs? Is your was your mom, dad holding
my
Grace in her arms?
Oh,
and then boom.
Yeah, it was like my mom really was sweet, and she was like,
"You tell the story like you were there. You were like
I was there,
but you were
I was
like
very
conscious.
I can still feel the blow.
Right.
Yeah. So just, my mom was holding her, and I went up, and my mom said that she thought I was gonna, you know, have a sweet moment with my new baby sister and admire her, show her love, and just very casually, just sort of brought my arm back and boom.
Boom!
Hit her.
Right across the chin.
Like, just straight up punched me in the face. Like, punched a newborn.
Wow.
That's how next level ballers shoot.
That's why all the stories about redheaded tempers, they are accurate in every way. In every way.
That's a whole different show, but what is that? Yeah, I'm speaking to two true blue redheads, true redheads. What is that? Because it's easy to say it's a stereotype or
to go back to we're survivors. I mean, how many of that we're going extinct?
Yeah. Like, we're super rare.
Fight. Yeah.
We gotta fight to stay alive. Yeah.
You're like Kira and Han Solo movies.
Yeah,
here?
I mean,
you're
I just... was literally fighting. I was had to getting right. beat up in my first days of life. I mean, it's tough.
I mean, I wouldn't have killed her because we're going extinct. You have to
protect the team.
Yeah, you got to preserve. Yeah. Yeah,
that's fair.
But I had to kind of show her, you know, this isn't okay. I had to show dominance to my newborn baby
Real
sister.
Fast.
You were the
I
alpha
feel like
red.
That sort of sums up my personality in one story too.
Oh,
so nice to meet you, folks.
You're
that's
really
me.
Cute, but just so you know,
this is my territory.
Exactly.
Wow.
I grew more fond of her over time.
Over time,
I will have to say.
That's
yeah.
Over
good.
Time,
I'm glad.
And I'm sure. And sisterhood carries all those kind of deep connections and it's stuff again that I wouldn't fully understand. Just wouldn't fully understand. So I thought it was a good time to talk to you both about this here. So I guess we should dive in. I want to hear, and we'll jump off into different conversation points. But this is the best. How'd you actually phrase it?
Coolest.
Five reasons sisters are the coolest. I got it.
I mean, there's obviously numerous reasons, but if we have to go with five.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a 30-minute podcast, but really, we could be here all day.
Yeah, I mean
this could be like
day.
A full 12-part audio series.
I got nothing to do today. I don't have... This is my job. This is the only thing I got, this and Twitch streaming. All right, so 5-1. We might stop, have some side conversations. We might have some bonus choices that didn't quite make the top five. And I will ask this before we start. Did you guys come up with this list together? Did you each have five and meld it? Did you fight over that? Did Don punch you over this?
I mean, well, first of all, I hope that people can differentiate who's speaking because we do have similar speaking voices. But we did it together, but everything that we were blurting out was the exact same thing because it's like, duh.
I mean, we pretty much have like a mind meld situation at this point. So we literally were like, what are five things? And then we rattled off five.
Yeah, we were just like, beep, beep, beep,
that's
beep.
About right.
The same. Yeah.
And then I hope at some point we get into your secret language.
But certainly.
But I'm not going to spoil the list for myself.
We're going to get lots of tweets like medication, ASAP.
Yeah,
I know the name of a good psychiatrist.
Yeah. I've witnessed it.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Yeah, we will for sure be addressing
this is why
the rumors.
A lot of people might think you're twins because you have a weird twin connection, like a weird
agaboo-ka-baka-boo.
And like you're like, whoa.
That's exactly the language.
What he just said was, you guys are amazing. In our lives. That's what he said.
It's
little did we know Ken's been practicing
that's right.
on his own.
Yeah.
You're a quick learner. Quick learner.
It's like, Isla Fisher and Isla Fisher and Wedding Crashers when she's talking to her imaginary friend. Like that reminds me of it sometimes, but
Thank
it's fascinating.
You.
It's fascinating. All right. Without further ado, this is the reason sisters are the coolest, starting with number five.
All right. So number five, built-in bestie.
Yeah.
The world is built for two, for better or for worse. Disneyland. Even seats. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cars, except for the back seat, but who wants to sit in the middle? Gross.
Yeah.
Like everything is built for two. And thank God we didn't have an older or younger sibling because I think we would have been really mean to them and like bullied them and eventually just kind of pushed them out of the circle, to be frank.
Agreed.
So you have a built-in best friend.
You would have cut someone from the team?
Oh, yeah.
Like
well,
you
Don punched. I mean, who knows what I would have done
Don's,
to an injury.
I would have escalated by the second one. It would have been, it would have gotten ugly,
We would have like tag teamed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I would have trained her in how to make your newborn sister feel not welcomed into the family.
let's team up on the third kid. Wow. Okay. So built-in bestie, Don. What do you think about this?
Yeah. So as I said, I did gradually become more fond of her as time went on. And I think it was probably, I mean, I think it was, we were always really close, but I think definitely it was when we were older that I feel like we got really close. And we, you know, I mean, the language aside, I mean, we just, like, we like the same things. We, you know, but we have different strengths. So we, like, complement each other. So I feel like we can go to each other for, like, you know, hey, can you help me do my makeup in my case? And she can come to me for pretty much every other important life skill.
Right.
And so it... So it's a nice balance.
True. My only skills are fashion and style. It's true.
Yeah. So.
Well, also, whenever, every time I was a freshman, Dawn was a senior. So
she'd been through.
There was like
before.
A brief. Well, there was a brief because we went to the same high school and then we went to the same college.
Yeah.
So there was always like a year. Yeah. Mm. There was always a year that we had where our lives
crossed over.
So it was like she kind of like paved the way for me everywhere I went because she moved to Tucson. I moved to Tucson. She moved to LA. I moved to LA. Like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Did Dawn's reputation in any way, that's not a joke, precede her that you had to live up to it or be dead? Did you feel that type of thing? I'm not trying to build in a rivalry here, but she did punch you. But you know what I mean? Like, because that is.
Ken's like, let's throw some fire. Yeah. Yeah.
That is because I think I'm three and a half, four years older than my sister. And we had totally different lives and totally different directions. Well, yeah. But she was also in drama and it was the same teacher after I was. So there was kind of like, oh, you're Ken's sister. So did you feel that at all?
Oh, yeah. No, I got that a lot because Dawn is super, super smart, super intelligent, as I am, too. But because she came forward, it was like, oh, you're Dawn. Because Dawn was like a genius. She excelled at everything, was like top of everything.
Dawn's and nodding in agreement. Yes, Dawn's I like, am a genius.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I came along and no one's surprised to hear. I was like pretty spicy. I got in a lot of trouble. I was like wearing fishnets when I was 12 years old, like running around with the crowd. So I think they were surprised.
The mean streets of Tucson.
Yeah. And I think that people were surprised, like, oh, that's an interesting, okay. Like,
But I remember mom and dad saying that they would go to parent-teacher conferences for you and they would talk about how smart you were and that mom and dad would be like, are you sure we're talking about the younger redhead?
Okay, well, that's
we know they
true.
Look alike.
So that's true. But like in elementary school, before, you know.
When did this bestie bond, when did you feel it? You talked about it growing, Dawn, and getting gradually stronger, which makes sense. You know, when you're young, you're just, you know, gaga goo goo and watching cartoons, and then it grows from there. But was there a point where you realized, oh, this is someone I value? This is not just forced relations because it's a family member, which some people have. Like I have I love family, but sometimes I'm like, what are we, why are we on the same team? I don't know.
Yeah.
So when did it come into play?
I mean, I feel like some siblings like aren't friends when they're younger, but we were, but I don't think we were necessarily conscious of the fact that, you know, that isn't always a thing with siblings.
Right. Like, we didn't know any better or any different, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just thought, oh, well, yeah, of course you're, like, best friends with your sibling because, they're there for everything and they know you better and all that stuff. But I think we probably became more conscious of it, I would say probably in college, because I left, you know, and went to college. And then I think when you moved to Tucson, that was probably when we went to Arizona together.
Yeah, well, I think because when she moved to Tucson to go to college, that was like my roughest of the rough patches. There have been many, but that was one of the worst, one of the not as great ones. And I think that when she left, I was like,
you felt it.
Like I felt the absence of her more than I thought I would, even though I was already very prepared to be very devastated because we were really close.
Right.
So I think for us a couple years later, because I graduated early from high school because I am very smart. Thanks, mom and dad. When I moved to Tucson, that it was extra sweet because
reunited.
Yeah. Cause I'd never so known good. A house without Dawn in it. Cause I was never without, you know, obviously I'm the younger sister and I've never, you know, thankfully, our family is together. We've always lived together in the same home. Mm-hmm. So when she moved, it was the first time I didn't have that. And then when I moved to Tucson, I moved into her house. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, the boys are back in town.
Yeah, exactly. The band got back together.
Got back together. So you feel that. I like that. So built-in besties. Yeah. You have that number one in your stable, always ready to go. That's great. That's sweet. So now, number four.
All right, I'll take this one. So... I got two eyes looking right at me, so I guess that was my cue.
I thought you guys were all.
We were both going like yeah. this. Yes, two eyes.
I don't know that.
Oh
language.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was getting two winks, I guess. So yeah, built-in muscle. So this is a good one.
Built-in because, muscle.
Yeah, built-in muscle. Got it. Because this might be. I mean, I think a lot of things on this list might be, you know, unique to us because mm-hmm. we do have a sort of unique bond.
Sure.
But I think also because we're redheads, you know, nobody can mess with my sister.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
And so, and it goes both ways. And so, you know, if anyone were to ever, when we were growing up, tease or anything like that, I mean, mm-hmm. there was a smackdown, I think, oh, on both yeah. our sides.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, I think a lot of people sort of think of that more in the context of, like, having an older brother, like, sure. who protects you and takes, like, they got nothing on a well, sister. Clear.
You're, oh, yeah. You're punching newborns, so right, I don't yeah, want to mess
so,
with you now.
Yeah, so there's, yeah. yeah I don't, there's, I'll go after anybody.
You're
I
mean, squaring up against a baby.
Any age, yeah, yeah. any age, anywhere.
yeah, and it's, and I mean, and muscle doesn't necessarily mean physical confrontation. Though clearly it could be with you, but it's that the cut man in the corner in the boxing match. You're there yeah. for each other. You're there, and I'm sure you burst through doors and do some pointing and screaming. And
yep.
Oh, I remember one time when I was in fifth grade. So you would have been, I don't know,
eighth.
Well, because I don't remember, because we were at like that weird school where it was all the classes were combined.
Oh, yeah. Like a weird well, hippie yeah. school, or
it
just
was a charter school where charter like, school. There was multiple grades.
Like
in
a
one
Montessori
classroom.
School for me when I was in kindergarten. No,
sure,
no?
It could have been. Yep, could have been.
That's where the nuns teach you things through like bowls of beans. It's really weird. It's great.
All right, well, that's a future podcast for sure.
There's a lot to unpack.
Montessori school sets you up because you're really, really insightful and learn things different. But then you get to regular
about
schools.
Beans.
And it's hands-on learning. It's this. The Montessori was this like Catholic father or something. I don't know. And he created this. And so you learn very hands-on and different and practical and all stuff. So when I got to regular school, I was like, I'm not doing homework. I've always been
like,
a very smart
yeah.
underachiever at school because I was like, no, I learned from counting beans and bowls and stuff and like little play thing. It was weird. Montessori school is a different take on life. But anyways, sidetrack note. You were saying at
I
your weird
that.
School.
Yeah, so at our weird school, I remember, so she was on, it was like one, just for a total luck of the draw, our classes were on one side of the warehouse and mine was on the opposite side and there was like a split.
A warehouse?
I mean, right?
It was like a big, like,
is this like one of those schools
room.
In a small town where the school marm teaches all the classes before the time to go down to the farm? Like, what is it?
Yes, and then we went and milked cows yeah. and got a
It's
supper.
3 o'clock, Hancock girls.
Time to go help with the farm.
Get down
I mean,
there.
We never would have done that. We would have just ditched. Because
yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Sure.
We're out here.
But anyway, but the point being, I was yeah. in fifth grade, and I remember the restrooms mm-hmm. were combined, obviously. So it's like even the people on the other side would use the same restroom. And I remember going in because people were telling me that Dawn was in the bathroom crying. And so I was like, the fuck? Mm-hmm. So I like, you know, stomp over
you're
there
fifth
like all
grade.
3 feet.
She's
me.
In eighth grade.
Yeah. So I go in the bathroom and she's in there with like two of her girlfriends who were like frenemy girlfriends who like weren't very nice. And Dawn was crying and they were like, sorry, like, like patting her back. And I remember like opening the door and be like, don't fucking touch her. And I'm literally fifth grade. And Dawn was like, it's okay. Like anything that went down, like, oh, it's, mm-hmm. it gets messy.
Yeah.
Fifth grade.
Did you grab these girls by the hair and throw them into the toilets? What did you do? Were they
yeah,
the problems?
They're still missing. I can't talk about it.
Were they the problems? Or
yeah,
because
they had like said, I don't know, just like stupid petty stuff, but they had like said something mean and mm-hmm. it had gotten back to Dawn and so she was upset. And then my friends were saying that she was in the bathroom so that I went in the bathroom. It was like the whole,
wow.
you know, it was like the midnight bark got me yeah. in there and
wow.
I remember going in there and like yelling at them and then Dawn was like, it's okay, like calm down. like so even Dawn was like, it's fine.
So you've helped each other. This muscle thing, this added muscle isn't just older to younger. It is a team. It is a tag
right.
team. It is,
yeah.
it is. Protective.
Oh, yeah.
Your hackles go up when situations yep. arise. You're kind of like, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. yeah. I mean, I've been in the...
I'm on call.
When Dawn has had, like, some health problems a few years ago and she was in and out of the hospital a lot, mm-hmm. and I was there with her where she was, like, incapacitated and couldn't... I mean, I've never seen myself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it was like this full panther. Like, I just became a full werewolf and I was, like,
sure.
screaming
a
at
panther
doctors,
wolf.
Like, shaking people. Yeah.
A werepanther, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A werepanther.
Gotcha. You're screaming at... Yeah, I know
That's
you
That's what
like
happens
doctors.
To redheads at a yeah. full moon. A werepanther.
Werepanther.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's like surprising because I'm actually like not. Yeah. oh.
Little were chihuahuas. Imagine
like
that.
Baxter just
That's not very fierce.
yeah.
Well, Baxter is, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like it's almost like a maternal thing. Like you just turn into a crazy person and you're not afraid to do anything.
Yeah.
You can like lift cars.
Yeah.
And throw.
I mean, we could just do that anyway.
Yeah.
Throw
yeah.
men off of roofs.
Yeah.
It's like you turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Has there any been a time where like something's gone wrong and then like one of you's like, oh, Dawn's coming. You better watch out. Grace is on the way.
I'm sure.
Yeah. If Grace hears about this, you'll
heads
be
are gonna roll.
Dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like that was totally a thing. I think our reputations at one point did kind of precede.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precede us, yeah.
Now, at what point, I know Tucson was the most part, I know your parents live in Prescott now. You guys didn't really grow up there together, right? Different?
I mean, I don't know if you would feel that way because you were a little bit older. I say I grew up in Prescott, even though technically I grew up in Tucson. And Prescott. But I moved to Prescott when I was 9, so.
Oh, that's enough time.
Yeah. I was 12, and then I left when I was 18.
Okay. I mean, it's a little different vibe, but yeah, okay. I'm just wondering who's yelling in what city. The Hancock girls are coming.
All of them. All of the cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Our reputation is truly global.
Truly global. An international brand.
So. That's right, yeah.
So number 4 is muscle, which brings us to number 3.
All right. So we put for number 3 that you have an automatic ally. Mm-hmm. In family situations, because I think
family situations.
In families, I mean, in all situations, okay. But specifically for us in family situations, because I think everybody can agree, most people love their family, they're great, but they also are like the most horrible people in the world. So
at times,
being
at times.
Around them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we get in like large family gatherings, it's challenge.
It's good to have a buddy. Yeah.
It's good to have somebody who you can just look across the room and just be like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
God. Yeah.
And we don't even have to say anything. We're just like, it's fine. It's fine.
Allies at family thinks it's important. So this is like when you're both grab the like white cardboard plate and you're putting the food on there, the family potluck, and you're in the corner just like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, cousin Dilbert's at it again.
Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of our family, too, is like everyone in our family lives very different lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that can sometimes be, it's just kind of like, eeky. Like,
I think we have a pretty like feisty family, too.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't imagine.
Yeah. It's sort of the, you know, nature versus nurture thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was probably both in our case. We always talk about now as adults that us getting into trouble for having like bad attitudes or being snarky was just not fair because our entire family is like that.
I mean,
very like sassy and, you know, on both sides, maternal and paternal.
And
so,
even now, when you go to lunch with like my mom and my grandma, they're literally like cursing at each other, yelling at each other, fighting over the check, like being real rude. And I'm like, what the
being
hell?
Rude.
But, like, all in good, like,
my
grandma
would be like, take
spirit.
Your hands off of this. Like, yes! It's so intense. And I'm like, how did I ever get in trouble for anything?
I don't know. I mean, your mother is, like, you know, what, 5 feet tall, if she's a wink?
She's and small but mighty.
Tiny but mighty, like those chihuahuas. And, yeah, I wouldn't mess with her.
Oh, no.
We went to that one dinner, and I felt I was like, two detectives couldn't interrogate me any better. But so I understand. It runs in the line. Runs in the family.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel, I know what you're talking about, the family thing, because I often don't have that when I go to, I have my uncle in here in Northridge and my cousins and everyone. I do feel close to my younger cousins, Blake and Morgan, younger now, they're in their mid-20s, which is weird because at 7, you know, I was walking around Disneyland with them. you know, they've grown up into wonderful young adults. So I have that connection with them because my cousin Blake actually worked for me at one point.
Aww.
And then I worked with his twin sister Morgan. I got her a job at the office at the time. So that kind of takes you out of the family thing. So you're more like in the public, right? Like, so I get that at the family events. You pick the one or two that you're going to hold on to there. Do you feel though the other family's like, oh, there's Dawn and Grace.
Oh, yeah.
In the corner.
I
mean,
I think they comment that we're kind of in our own little world.
In our little world.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my
beep glop glooping over there in the corner.
Like a lot of our family members have told our mom, like, you know, the girls are just great, but if you really want to talk to them, it's better to get them on their own.
On their own, right.
Yeah.
Because if we're together, we're like, yeah, see you guys.
We have eyes only for each other.
Yeah.
Sure. I understand that. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Seen the connection. I've seen it there in person. So you got family.
Fun third wheel.
Family events. But not just family events. You got an ally in social situations too. I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just bestie, not just muscle. Now you got ally. So what is your number 2?
I have a sneeze coming.
You have a sneeze coming.
I'll take this one anyway. Okay. So this is our the legendary language that we've been
this is the
to.
Language. This is why everyone thinks you're twins. Or
need to be put in a padded cell.
Right.
Tomax and Zaymot from G.I. Joe. You don't know that reference. I do. all right. So number two is language. Can we explain it? Can we hear it?
Oh, no.
No?
So we do have our own language. It's technically, I wouldn't say, it's like, I don't.
It's slightly carny.
It's
weird.
English.
Like, it's English, but
we. But we sort of have. Modified it.
Yeah, it's like a modified English, and I don't really know how it
I don't know
started.
How.
I don't know why we're the only ones. You know what? It's really weird.
Is it, I mean, is it like, because I speak pro wrestling a little bit, so I understand that. So, like, a friend of mine would tell a story of how he dropped a female friend off and ended up turning into one night stand, and he said it as, I showed up with my bags packed looking for a match. I ended up going over in the main. And I'm like, oh, I got it. I got
I
exactly.
Get
yeah, get it, right? And a lot of people. So it's not just that.
No, it's like not lingo.
Well, part lingo. Of it is.
But it's not lingo in the way that, like when you're on a set and people are saying
things, yeah,
like,
that's another
like,
example.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Like, that only I would know or people who work on a set would know.
I mean, some of it I think is like, Hancock lingo.
Hancock
like if
lingo.
The Hancock family was like a set, like there are certain
squirrely.
Things.
So your mom and dad, squirrely. Your mom and dad yeah. might be able to speak a little bit of it.
Well, I mean, that goes into like Hancockisms though, yeah. which is a different
which
thing.
Is a different topic. Yeah. But
Hancockisms
but some
are
of
just
it.
The little phrases that like our parents say that are so fucking
so
weird.
So funny.
Like
so
what?
Funny. Like I actually have a list. I have an
you
Evernote.
You have a list.
I have an Evernote. This is real. I really do.
You have it. You should. Don like is bringing them, up the list of the
one
family.
One of them is that our dad always says, like, when he's like mad about somebody being kind of all over the place, he's like, yeah, well, then he's getting squirrely.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I understand.
Or if something's like weird, like he'll call it squirrely.
Yeah. That's like, it's a very old timey thing. Like, don't you get squirrely on me, Johnson?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is the official list. My husband and I actually made this because we laugh. So much. We call them Hancockisms.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is dinky.
Dinky. Okay. I don't want to know what's dinky.
It means him being
like small.
Small.
I would imagine that. Yeah.
Is that a real word? I'm not
dinky?
I don't know. Sure.
Like rinky dinky.
Like my dad will go like this to my mom, be like, but you're so
dinky.
Okay. Okay.
Or like you refer to something like that dinky thing. Like.
All right. All right.
All right. So then we have squirrely. We have toadstool, which
toadstool.
Is a. Which is an insult. Like, the guy's a total toadstool. So, we have get on it. So,
oh my God.
So, like, my parents are very funny. They have a lot of banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my dad will say something like, you know, I'm hungry or whatever. And my mom will be like, all right, well, you know, make yourself a sandwich. And then he'll be like, get on it.
Right.
Like, and it's just the, so now of course my husband and I have adopted that and we say that to each other as
well. Okay. Get on it.
And then we also have talking to a post. And that's how my dad describes, like, you know, talking to that guy was like talking to a freaking post. Like, he's just an idiot.
Right. A dullard.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I think some of the language
comes
is sort
that.
Of, yeah, from our own little subculture of Hancockisms.
Sure, yeah.
But most of it is sort of like this origin unknown.
Yeah.
Modification of English that really only we can understand. And it's sort of a combination of, you know, movie quotes, but also like just.
But different dialect,
taking
voice.
Words
yeah.
And
yeah.
Just the more I'm listening to this, I'm like
we're sounding crazier and crazier.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it to probably a small degree of what it actually is, because I'm sure you clean up your act when I'm in the room.
I don't know about that.
But it is kind of like, Bink, we're going to go down to Schmoozy. What a man. You're like, what's happening here?
I mean, it is like a combo.
Because
it
uses
like
different
a weird voice.
Voice yeah.
And like sound.
You're like, it seems like you're hobbits on the run from something.
I don't think I've ever like actually consciously thought about our language. And now that I am, I'm like,
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
we
it's
are
real
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I feel
any
like.
Any psychiatrist on the line, please send your contact information immediately.
I feel like I'm Strider over in the corner of the bar going, am I joining this team? Like, what are we doing here? And you're like, oh, bye.
You're like, sure thing, Mr. Underhill.
Yeah.
So I guess
but you
one,
know what? I would liken it to people. I don't know anybody who doesn't talk to their pets in
exactly.
a weird ass
in a weird,
voice.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like that.
But with each other. Assigns a voice to your dogs, you know.
Yeah,
because I mean, Rat has a little voice. Rat's Baxter has a little voice.
Baxter's yeah, like, yep, yeah. I'm on it, Mom. Yeah, I'm on duty. Like,
I'm on duty. I gotta do some forms because I gotta patrol the house.
And Cal, Mark Riley's dog, Cal. Cal. Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to the room. Right. Yeah, absolutely. So that's, it's like I think everyone can. So it starts from there. Instead of the pet, it's your sister.
Correct.
And it sort of transcends like silly nicknames and just a voice to where we could communicate on any topic. Sure. In a way that no one around us could understand.
Right. So especially coming, especially comes in handy in family situations when we're trying to.
I mean, we can just look at each
other. So you're gathered around the family potluck table and you're just like, oh, Mashie's up ahead. Boo, get off on the freeway. Don't be rinky-dinky. Like, what is it?
Like, we could literally communicate. Okay, so like one example. So we have a look that we give each other when something is like really weird.
Yeah.
We look at each other and we just kind of...
Yeah.
We just kind of squint one eye. It's not a full wink. It's just a little.
Mm-hmm. And if there was to be a sound with it, it would be like,
which is like, okay, but like,
okay. Yeah. So now it becomes, it's even physical. You're communicating by, by hand signals.
Yeah. And like we both
third base
have,
coach.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. You both have tattoos on your wrists, and I've seen you.
Yeah, we have matching tattoos, so like our high five is that.
I've seen you. You got a team high five.
Yeah, we got a team.
But it's like a wrist five.
Yeah, it's
like
a wrist five.
Five on our tattoo.
You both have fire written on the side. Is that fire?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Perpetuating the stereotype even more of fiery redheads.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got that. You got that. You got sign language. You got a handshake. You've got words, phrasings, and it's. When did this emerge? When was the first time you turned to Dawn and went, bing?
I don't know. It like evolved.
Because really by the way, that's your nickname for each other, right? You're both called Bink, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's family nicknames or whatever they emerge, right? But did your dad call you Bink at some point?
No,
and suddenly
we
you
only
were like,
call each other.
No.
Bink.
Yeah.
Where does Bink? What Hobbit is that? Is that like the fifth Hobbit that didn't make the cut?
Well, I mean, actually, it's honestly Bink, a really long. Yeah, Bink was a long time.
I'm not
making.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It used to be something else, and it sort of evolved over time. But then Bink was actually
Bink
a typo.
Molyfew. Yeah. Oh, a typo.
It was like Booty and then Bonty and then Bhakti and then Bhakti and then Bink. Like it is evolved so. Like, the entomology of Bink is very.
Yeah. Wow. And it was basically I was texting her and trying to use, I think it was Bok, B-O-Q at the time. But it was like an autocorrect fail or like a fat fingering. You know, I was sausage fingering my keyboard and it became Bink. And for whatever reason, that one stuck. That was when the evolution stopped.
Yeah.
Better than Bok or What were the other ones you said?
I mean, there's
Bhakti,
been a lot. And most of them have been accidental. Like, I remember one of them was also like saying
Huttese.
Our nickname for each other in our language and having just like a tongue twist scenario. And then we were like cracking up and they were like keeping
and
it.
And it just sticks, yeah.
So I'm obsessed with this one because I think I've witnessed it. But also, when does this begin? When is the first time? After you punched her? Did she look to you and went... No punchies for me. Like what? Like,
and I was like, yeah, right.
Like when does it begin? And what is it? Then obviously at some point you become very aware that you've got this, right?
I think we became aware
when people started
in. I think it was in Tucson,
yeah,
in college, right? Mm. We became
in
more
college. It's like 18 years into this game, and you're like, wait, isn't it weird that for 18 years we've been communicating in another form of language?
Well, I think it had fully evolved by the time
gotcha.
We were in college.
Yeah. Did you write anything down ever, Dawn? Or you have an Evernote on...
sometimes we would, like, pass notes where we would, like, draw little cartoons of, like, bugs or something and then write the words that they would be in our language.
Right. So just, I forgot about
titles. You were naming animals and bugs in your language?
Because pretty much everything ends in, like, the sound, like, E
in our language.
Yeah,
like,
that
so
I've
your name in our language is just Kenny because...
Yeah.
It
yeah.
has to end in
it's sort
sound.
Of like you drop the last syllable and make it an E unless it's one syllable, in which case you just append it to the end.
Yeah, like an iPhone in our language is Eefy.
An Eefy.
And one
really
fun
funny.
Fact
yeah.
is that bathroom and boyfriend are the same.
They're both Eefy in our language. Which is kind of great.
Which we've gotten a kick out of for
years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a couple that are the same word in our language that are really funny.
Yeah. Expect Sir Jorah.
Or like chapstick is Chappy.
Chappy. That one I've adapted.
Yeah.
Expect Sir Jorah from Game of Thrones to be like, there's no word for love in that language. Like, weird. Exactly. But see, then that's why I've been around you enough to know where I'm like, hey, honey, do you got your Chappy? And people are like, what is Chappy the robot from the movie? Yeah, like...
And you're like, yeah, he's right here. Yeah.
It's just, it's catchy too. I get it. And
see, I thought Chappie was a little more universal.
No.
I'm going to put some on right now.
It might be. I don't know.
I've only ever heard
that. And I'm curious because I want to know. I'm sure there's some sisters listening right now. And I'm focusing on sisters. Brothers have their, I'm sure, own language, and I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Sisters. Yeah. I want to know if sisters, twins or not, doesn't matter to me. If you've crafted your own language, reach out to us here in the Knapsack Files, hashtag the Knapsack Files. I want to find out. I'm fascinated by
this.
I know.
Please tweet me if you're as weird as me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like to our earlier points, mm-hmm. you know, you have an ally, you've got a built-in bestie, and you also can communicate yeah. without anybody knowing. And without right. having to involve people that you don't want to involve, which become, you know, because we really only have eyes for each other, like
yeah,
we said.
Yeah, you can insult people right. without them knowing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be rude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but, you know, it depends on how well. If you're standing behind me and I hear, oh, Kenny's a jerky, I know what it is.
We're more subtle than that.
Yeah, more subtle than that.
Yeah, it would just be like.
Or we might just do our squint.
The yeah. squint.
Mm-hmm. Our partial squint.
Or the little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does
all
your,
the listeners are like, yeah, we can't see anything. You're
yeah,
doing.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Does your husband now kind of understand some of this language?
Yeah.
Just been around enough, been around, yeah. been around the team.
He refers to it as an experience.
An experience.
being around Heather and I, mm-hmm. or excuse me, Grace.
Yeah. yeah.
Is an experience.
Right.
Yeah. And it is.
I'd love to do truly a follow up interview with Curdy.
Curdy. Yeah. My husband's name is Curtis,
yeah.
which of course was very quickly modified into Curdy, but that is also a reference to the Princess and the Goblin.
Right.
Curdy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Princeine the Gobbly. Yeah. I'm learning. I'm trying to learn. So that's number two.
Props.
Secret language. Secret codes, a whole secret world to live in. Before we get to number one, do you have any like ones that almost made the list of the reasons sisters are the coolest?
Yeah, I mean, I think this goes along with the secret language point. It's sort of a subset of that is something we call zingies.
Oh, there you go.
And a zingy is, it's funny, my dad actually, we have a group text with our family. We're a very close family. And my sister and I were talking about zingies, and my dad was like, what's a zingy? And we had to explain it for the first time, kind of like the conversation we had about the language. It's mm-hmm, weird when mm-hmm. you try to explain
to your own
a world
parents.
That yeah.
it feels so normal until you have to say it out loud.
Right. And then I'm like, oh, okay, we are crazy. But so a zingy is like,
well, it's a zinger.
It's a zinger.
Zingy is what
sure,
it is.
Sure, I get that.
Language.
Right. So zingy in our language, but yeah. it's specifically for us is it's like a perfectly timed movie quote that like is dug out of the recesses of our minds. Like okay. it could be from a Disney movie that, you know, we haven't seen in 20 years
right.
plus. Mm-hmm. And it's like
absolutely the planets perfectly aligned yeah. for the most organic use of that movie.
And yeah. plop it in there.
And most of them come from Disney.
And then
Disney
you movies. Look at each other and do a wrist five and
oh,
go
yeah.
zingy?
And then we crack ourselves up.
Yeah,
for like
and then
a
we
half
laugh
hour.
Hysterically. Yeah.
Like okay. a perfect example is one time we were out to dinner with a large group of friends who didn't like know much of
us.
The language. Right. And I was like signing the check. And there's this beautiful, beautiful scene in 101 Dalmatians when Cruella de Vil is trying to write a check for the puppies, but her pen doesn't work. And she goes full, like, 0 to 50,000, yeah. and she gets so mad. And she's like, blast this pen! And she, like, puts ink all over him. And it's just the most absurd reaction. And it's so hilarious watching it as an adult. And so I'm signing the check at this restaurant, and, like, I was like, oh, this fucking pen isn't working. And it's, like, it just came out of me, like, just this beautiful zingy. And I was just, and I went full Cruella de Vil. It was just like, blast this pen in the restaurant. And Don and I just died. Like,
right.
we were, like,
hysterical.
Killed it. Like,
hysterical.
Like, that's the prime example of a
but
great
But everyone
zingy.
Else sure. at the
was
table
was just like,
no
what
idea.
The fuck?
Yeah, yeah, it was literally like, what is happening?
What's
like,
going
they kind of were like, can we get a different table? Like,
yeah,
glad the dinner's
and that's
over.
How it is. Like,
yeah.
we don't give a shit. Like,
so
no, we
don't. Shared zingies, shared love of zingies. It's almost on the list.
It's
okay.
It's sort of like a sub bullet under the language.
Any,
yeah.
Any other ones that we need to know before we get to number one?
No, I think that was the only
that
honorable
was a big
mention.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the
tip
people
of the hat
heard
to
enough
the
crazy.
Zingy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now we've got, let's recap. Take me through 5 to 2, what you have listed down.
Built-in bestie,
mm-hmm.
built-in muscle, mm-hmm. built-in family, built-in ally and family scenarios, okay. and really all scenarios. our own language. So honorable mention, zingies.
Zingies. Okay.
And then number one.
Number one of the list here by Grace Hancock, Don Hancock. 5 reasons sisters are the coolest. Number one is...
you have somebody who has gone through your entire life with you, has seen you at all of your highs, all of your lows, and completely validates your entire existence. Because, like, when you make a new friend, you have to explain things like, well, I grew up in this town, and it was, like, it's, like, funny because of this. And then, you know, they're never going to get it. Yeah. But with a sister, they're always going to get it. And there's no explanation needed. Hence why we can just look at each other and have a whole conversation.
Yeah.
And it's so special. Like, I feel so bad when people are like, yeah, I'm not close with my siblings. I'm like, what?
Like, what? How do you even survive? Like, I don't understand.
I know. So it's just somebody, it's like, you have just like this little like life partner with you, just like chucking along.
And they get you.
And they get you, yeah.
Like, more than anyone really ever could, because they've like witnessed it. Like, they've been a part of your family. They've lived in every, you know, little subculture that you were a part of growing up. Mm-hmm. And
more so than a parent too, because a parent, for a long time, there is like a parent-child relationship. And then
until
later on,
you become friends. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. But with a sibling, like, you're always buddies. Always you're always friends. Like, all right, we're in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In it to win it in the team. And you guys have, you know, traveled together, followed each other, different parts. You've lived, you know, with each other in a roommate type of situation. Yeah. Right.
For most of my life, honestly.
Yeah. Because we, you know, obviously lived together when we were with our parents, and then we lived together in college, and I did 5 years because I was a double major, so I was there for an extra year, and then we lived together when you moved out to LA.
Yeah, we lived together in Brentwood until she went to Austin, and we're trying to get her to move back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to come on back. That's interesting. So I understand. So this is the deepest of all the points, because it's this running mate for the entire journey.
Exactly.
Shared history. You don't have to. I mean, you feel so you can say anything or work through anything even if there's problems, and then you feel connected for the long term.
Yeah, it's an eternal co-pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And you're
that.
Fully yourself.
Right.
Like, there's no, because you can't, like, you can't pretend to be somebody else.
Right.
Because I would be like, what are you doing?
Like, right. And it's cool, you know? Also to have somebody be like a second set of eyes for you, because it's like, you know, like, speaking for me, like, Dawn has seen me grow and become such a different person. And it's sometimes you forget the new person that you've become, like, you forget how much better you've gotten as a person. And then you have somebody to be like, but remember when you used to be doing like, this, and now you're doing this. Like, what are you talking about? And then you're like, oh, yeah. So you have like a second set of eyes to remind you of your accomplishments and to like cheer you up. Like yesterday when Dawn was recording, because she's a musician and she had a session yesterday, and she was like, oh, but like my skin's all dry and it looks all weird. And I'm like, okay, I know that you're freaking out because you're nervous because you're about to go to a session. Your skin looks fine. I would tell you.
Yeah.
And she knows that. And I'm like, I'm just here to like ground you because you're just spiraling a little bit, which is something I'm very good at. Mm-hmm. So you have somebody like that like knows the core of you and can bring you back to it when you need to be brought back.
Right. And I'm sure you looked great and you went to your session and laid down some mean
and
tracks.
Sick track.
Some sick beats.
I get this. I travel the dusty plains alone a lot. So I understand that sometimes that's my choice in our lives. But what you guys have. Dawn can look back and go, hey, remember where you when you wore fishnets at 12?
Yeah.
You're not doing that anymore.
Oh, I'm still doing that.
You're still doing that.
Just not at 12.
Not at 12. So that's good. That is. I think you guys have taken us through the full gamut of what it's like to have the sisterhood of the traveling fire.
It's a beautiful, weird road.
Yeah. You obviously can't imagine it going alone, and you don't have to. Just great. So good. Good. You should feel good. This is a good episode.
I feel good too.
I think this is going to.
I hope that people don't think we're too insane.
No, you're insane. You're insane. Yeah. Insane.
I think insane.
But maybe
in a good
people
way.
Can benefit from our insanity.
No, I do want to know. And I'm sure there's, like I said, a lot of people out there listening who either have brothers. I do want to hear about that. Sisters as well. And what do those connections mean to you? I think this will spark a good conversation and cause them to turn around and look at their siblings and go, oh, look, I'm glad you're on the team, even though you're a dinghy. You know, or a dinky,
you're a dinky toadstool.
You're
or
like
a twit,
like a pole,
twit, yeah,
twit, yeah.
That's one of my mom's.
That's a good one.
She's
that's
such a twit.
That's
a little twit.
That's a good British one. John Lennon used that one a lot. Good. Any other things you want to add about being sisters?
I mean, I feel bad for everybody who's not us. Hello.
No.
Yeah. Or who doesn't? You know, I think there are a lot of siblings, like we said before, who aren't close.
Yeah.
And, you know, for one reason or another. But I think similarly to when Heather said that she felt my absence, you know, when I went to college, I think going to Austin, like I felt her absence. And so she's giving me a dirty look.
Even
move back.
Even when you're sitting like a cool Austin restaurant having like a nice meal that everyone talks about.
No,
in Austin,
hell no, because I'm here. Like,
I'm glad
maybe,
I'm here.
Yeah, maybe I'll answer that one if that's all right, Pink. But
I'm like, no, she's not here.
Well, I think, you know, just to sum it all up, I think the wherever you are in life or location wise, it's only as meaningful as the people that are with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so while I love Austin and, you know, it's been an amazing experience being there, it has been really hard being right. far from family, you know? And so I think at some point, you know, you realize, hopefully not too late, you know, how important family is and how, you know, don't ever take it for granted.
That's a good answer. I'd choose the barbecue, but no, I'm glad you guys answered it correctly and right and seriously. And I do hope people listening out there will take stock of what they got. Thank you so much for coming into the Knapsack Files studio. Grace, you've been here before and will be here again and hopefully rejoin Josh and I for the afternoon soon.
Yeah.
But what are you working on now? Where can they find you? And just put yourself over, as they would say in wrestling.
Yeah. Well, you guys always know you can find me online everywhere at Mrs. Graceface, or you can always just go to my website, heathergracehancock.com as well. I am on hold for a project right now that is being... I can't say a whole lot about it, but it is being produced by Reese Witherspoon, and it is very exciting. It is not Legally Blonde 3, but I'm really excited about that. I think it's looking pretty good, so that's what's up next for me.
Is it the Sisterhood of the Traveling Fire? I want to copyright that and make a story.
Me and Reese had a quick meeting, and she was like, look, this is a weird thing. I want to put it on film.
She's like, I heard you on the Knapsack Files podcast. thanks for sharing that stuff, and we're all behind you here. You know you have a lot of fans from all the things you've done. So you guys out there, follow Grace if you haven't already. But Don, you're just kind of emerging from the shadows into public world here.
So true.
Yeah, I've seen your name start to pop up on apps and stuff that weren't previously popping up on. So tell the folks where they could follow you and what you're working on.
So you can follow me on my socials everywhere at The Don Hancock.
The Don Hancock.
Also my website, donhancock.com. Mm-hmm. As mentioned previously, I am a singer-songwriter. I am currently working on my first EP. Woohoo!
Yeah.
was in the studio with my amazing and talented producer yesterday, and I hope to have it out by the end of the year.
Woohoo! Great.
Love it.
It's amazing. Yay. It's amazing. I'm not even biased. Like, it's so great. What I've listened to, absolutely love
it. Absolutely. Well, we love music here at the Knapsack Files, so maybe we'll bring you back when that comes out.
Yes, please
and
do.
We'll get everyone on board for that. Thank you so much. If you're listening out there, you can follow me at Cat Knapsack. Don't forget, I do have the Patreon page, patreon.com/the Knapsack Files. And I do have a Tee Public store out there. It's going. Some new designs are popping up. I am like phase one of the designs. More coming. You can search at teepublic.com/user/CadKnapsack /the Knapsack Files. That's right. That's what I'm selling. I'm selling myself, but I'm selling the brand /the Knapsack Files. Just do a search. You know how the internet works. That is it for now. We'll see you next time. Life has been wrecked.